Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The feet.
We're back, Marks and Reese. The feet. What's that from, Jack? Is that from today or before?
It was from today.
It was from today?
Is that the feet or the feet?
The feet.
Wasn't he doing that before, though?
He loves feet, man.
Yeah.
Him and Rex Ryan.
So that was the feet.
Yes, he's saying the feet. Because he's talking about Jalen Hurts and his accuracy late in the press conference. I'm pretty sure I was the only one still paying attention. And then all of a sudden he drops the feet. And I was like, oh, there it is.
So that means he got to get his feet together. Is that what he was
saying?
He was asked about, I was still paying attention, Jack.
Nice.
He was asked about how do you improve the accuracy.
The feet, okay.
Right, and he was talking about, it was a good comparison. He said, how do you improve free throw shooting? It's like you're constantly looking for that same. Right, you're looking for, that's what I thought of too. But it's the same, you just want the same fluid motion, right? Like it's like boom, that's how you practice it. It's like the same thing. And that's what he wants Jalen Hurts to do, similar to free throw shooting.
No. And stop crossing sports, coach.
Well, he can't help himself with that.
Yeah,
I mean, he loves basketball.
I know he loves basketball, and so do I. And sometimes it works. But a free throw is called a free throw. It's not somebody's trying to block his shot at the free throw line. You do know if you're playing quarterback, people are coming at you.
Also,
they're rushing you.
Look at all the off-script plays that happen in today's NFL.
Exactly.
They're not like their feet aren't set. How often
saying.
In a game is your feet set to make a throw?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I
Mahomes' feet are never set.
But he's good with that.
I'm assuming he means technique and fundamentals, right?
Okay,
well, can we just do that then?
No. And that's how we arrive at this question right here. Because if you would ask me the question about the wide receiving core,
yeah,
it would have taken me 30 to 35 seconds to answer fully. Meanwhile, it took Nick Sirianni almost 5 minutes. Because he's got to go through everybody.
Oh, yeah, you got to break down everybody.
I parked my car at the parking garage. I was on Market Street, and he was finally talking about Arthego Whiteside. He still was answering the question. So we will keep our microphones hot, as they say in the business. And we'll listen to Nick Sirianni, and we'll chime in real time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel really good about the wide receiver group as a whole. I think you have a number one guy in Devontae Smith. You know, I think he's a number one receiver.
He's
continuing to get better. Why do I think he's a number one receiver? Because he can consistently win one-on-one. He can get the ball into his hands and make plays with the ball in his hands. Maybe on some short pass. He catches everything, right? His competitive nature. So I think that there's not a lot of true number one receivers in the NFL. And I think we have one that is going to continue to get better. And then I look at Quez Watkins.
He's our
number two wide receiver. And he's got big time speed.
Oh.
He has a knack to make plays.
Yeah, pause it, Jack. Yeah, he said Quez. So he didn't even bring up Rager second. He went Quez second.
He really called him our number two wide receiver. Like, he gave him a label. Like,
he did.
Our number two wide receiver.
You know why?
I don't know why.
Because no one wants to hear Rager as your number two receiver. Oh, all right, here's Nick.
But is playing Quez number two make you feel that much better?
No, it doesn't.
No.
And how about this? Why are we putting numbers by the receivers?
I don't.
That's
I
something
don't.
We do.
Yeah, that's not something he should
that's
be
not
doing.
Nothing. Coaches don't do that.
No, he's actually answering the question why they need to add veteran receivers in the offseason. That's really what he's doing here. Go ahead, Jack.
Of course, you always want to get, you know, the style of offense that we played this year, you know, didn't allow for Quez to get as many touches as he probably deserves. But, you know, we did everything we could do to win each and individual game. And so Quez has big play ability in him. And I think out of the number two wideouts I've been in around in the NFL, he can be one of the best two number twos that I've been around in the NFL.
Because all right, pause it. So we have a true number one and one of the best number twos. We're set at wide receiver, Ike.
See, that's what I mean. Why can't we just say we love the young progress? There's still a lot of room to grow, right? These guys, the sky's the limit. We can even go that route. See, this is where OG Wade is somewhat right, but this is where he's also missing the boat. And this is why I have to dive into what they're saying. Because OG Wade wants me to hear what I just heard and just take it on face value.
No.
Instead of trying to read in between lines and trying to figure out what the hell they are really trying to say.
Only a minute and a half in, by the way.
Did they really mean the way they said it? See, this is it, OG. You can't tell me I got the number four. I got one of the best number two wide receivers in football.
And he's a former wide receiver coach, too, so he would know. God. All right, go ahead, Jack.
His skill set, and because of his ability to make plays, I think a lot of us talk about Jalen Hurts and his ability to just be very steady. Quez Watkins is very, and that's a trait that we all value in Jalen Hurts. Steady. Quez Watkins is the same way. Like, he's not going to get too up, he's not going to get too down. You know, throughout the course of a game, throughout the course of a year, I'm really pleased with him and to have two guys like that you really trust and you really are scheming to open to try to make plays, you know, that's a big positive. You know, and then
here we
go. Jalen Reagor, we want more production from Jalen Reagor, and he has all the talent to do so. So I like, you know, I like him in that number three spot right now to be able to make plays because he has skill, he has talent. It's our job as coaches to get that skill and that talent out of him. And so it produces on the field. And it's our job as coaches to, you know, put him in position to succeed. Mm-hmm. And that's a two-way street. I'm not by any means saying I'm taking all the blame or all the credit or whatever it is, right? And because it's a two-way street and Jalen's got to make the plays when the opportunity arises. But
Did he say, I'm not saying I'm taking the blame, all the blame for Jalen Reagor?
Or the credit.
Or the credit?
What credit does he want?
Yeah, no, because what he was saying was, hey, by the way, don't blame me, this guy sucks, is what he's really saying.
I'm an expert at football.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
This is, by the way, the first time I heard all this live. Yeah.
Yeah, you're only 2 minutes and 40 seconds in, too.
No.
Talent that – you know, for a number, what we're considering a number three receiver that to be able to make plays. Yeah. And then, you know, I really valued Greg Ward's contribution to the group.
He's going through everybody.
And I can't say enough good things about Greg Ward. Like, he's one of the main leaders on this team. He's one of the main leaders in that wideout room. And it's through example of how he kind of goes about his business. You know, for a guy to have whatever 50 or 60 catches that he had last year and then take a little bit step back of the role that he had this year, mm-hmm. but still be able to lead, that speaks volumes to what kind of person Greg Ward is. And each room needs a leader in that aspect. And then you always need, again, like we're kind of having this conversation, ask me about wideouts, and we're kind of painting the picture the same way Howie and I would talk about it. Like, what do you need for the room? And you have that blocking element of JJ. JJ did a really good job in his role this year of our enforcer, of our guy that would go out and get blocks when we needed him to pave the way for the number one rush offense in the NFL. Oh, wow. And I don't want to say pave the way. We know our offensive line and our tight ends and our backs paved the way. But that is a very under appreciated position in the blocking wide receiver, because those sometimes spring 5 yard runs where to 15 yard runs or 20 yard runs or 8 yard runs into 28 yard runs. And so I'm pleased with this group. Again, you're not going to have the same statistical output when they're this type of offense that we were this year. But I am very pleased with this group, and I know that this is a good group. Are we always going to look to add talent to the group and playmakers to the group? Of course. But I like where we sit right now as the wide receiver group, and I think we can continue to grow at that group because of the guys we have, the talent that we have, and the guys that we have in that room.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, today he finally got around to what I said I would have liked to have heard earlier. Okay, that was it at the end about the growth and development of the young group and we can always add talent or get better at the group. Okay, that's what I was looking for. That's what that really should have been. I mean, he basically broke down every player.
He did. He went through all five.
Broke every last one of them down.
Yep. Very thorough in his analysis.
Yeah, so I'm a little surprised at that. I'm also dude, we've been here a long time. I've been around pro ball 20-plus years now. I just don't hear coaches using terms like number one wide receiver, number two. I've never heard a coach label. That's something we do on the outside.
Right.
Like, that's something we do on the outside. You don't usually label guys number one wide receivers, number two wide receivers. Because guess what? Those players, they should all think they're number one wide receivers. You're telling somebody he's the number three guy or the number two guy. I don't know what that does for his confidence. But you usually don't put numbers by guys because – I mean,
we already know the pecking order.
Yes,
we know.
Like, we know that already.
You know that he's one of the few true number one wide receivers in the league. What? What is he talking about? Rank him as far as wide receiver draft picks. Who would you like to have first, second, third, fourth right now? Obviously, Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
What's his name from
Jalen Waddle?
Jalen Waddle.
You know what? He was more of he's a different type of wide receiver.
There's like the Elijah Moore, Rondell Moore.
Elijah Moore,
I really like him. Yeah, the
kid. Oh, who
the
drafted
Jets.
Him?
The Jets.
Well, Joe Douglas made his first good draft pick since he got up there. But the point is, I like Devontae Smith. Let's not go overboard that he's a true number one. Already in the league. Like, come on, dude.
But here's the thing. He's speaking highly of his players. I'm not even – I mean, we poke and have fun with it. I'm not going crazy about that. I wanted to hear it so I could hear the tone of whether or not this is something they're saying we're moving forward with. And this is what they're moving forward with. I can't buy that. I mean, starting to tell me Quez Watkins is the number two wide receiver. Like, seriously, you want to win this division. You're talking about Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins, and Jalen Reagor. I'm looking at Dallas. And I know they went home last week, but they won 12 games in this division. And when they played inferior opponents, they dominated them. They didn't go down by 10 and win 20-10. They dominated the inferior opponents. Put 40 up on them.
Yeah, the Cowboys
6-0 in this division.
The Cowboys look like they underachieved in that playoff game, and they should have won. The Eagles didn't look like they belonged in the playoffs,
right? And the Cowboys aren't necessarily on that next level Super Bowl contending wise, but it isn't because there's a lack of talent on the team.
No,
like that isn't the reason. So they're there. So I'm just looking at how do we stack up versus the best team in our division? Because with seven teams now, that's what this has really become.
Yeah, you're right.
Only one team gets a bye. So the real advantage is having the home game.
Yeah.
You got to win your division.
Which you didn't have to do for however long, right? You could be the best non-division winner and you...
No, division winners always got home games. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe this was when there was three divisions. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. But I'm just saying, since there's been four, you win your division. Because that was always our number one goal. Win the division, get a home playoff game. Then you're shooting. You obviously want to shoot for the bye week. But that's back when two teams got a bye week. In order to get that bye week nowadays, you got to win 13, 14 games.
So,
to be the number one seed, that's the only way you get a bye week. So you're going to have to win 13 of 14 games in your conference.
So do you not buy it? Was that coach speak? Was that Sirianni?
I think it was coach speak. I do. I think it was coach speak, man. I think it's what he really felt about those players. Now, I didn't get to hear how we talk about him. Did he talk about the receivers and all of that?
He talked about Rager. Do you have that, Jack? He definitely talked about Rager. Now, he says how they – I think it was Howie that said how they have conversation. They had conversations mm-hmm. with Rager about how he needs to hear this.
Yeah, certainly as we head into year three, we expected more from Jalen at this point. We had a chance to sit down with him after the season and had an honest conversation about the things that he needs to develop and the things that we can help him develop to continue his growth. In terms of learning from anything, you know, that we have to do that. We have to continue to evolve. We kind of have to look at not only the things that maybe we don't like about our decision-making, not just talking about Jalen in this situation, but talking about as a whole, but also the things that we did well. And I think that's part of continuing to grow in your job and in your profession.
Okay. Nothing real concrete there. Obviously, listen, Jalen is his player. He's selected, so he's not about to sit there and bury Jalen
sure.
Rager
sure.
As a player he selected in the first round. I just, unless I believe that they are okay with just going with what they have and then adding through the draft, right?
Yeah, see, that's not good enough for me.
Yeah, me either.
That's not good enough for me.
Yeah, because I don't know how much better that makes us next year.
You don't need to be going out and getting J.J. Watts and guys that are in the final
right,
years of
right.
their contracts.
I'm not saying doing that.
But go out and get a veteran player that can make you better.
Somebody that's going to be
yes.
here for a while.
Yes.
Somebody that's going to
yes.
take Jalen Hurts' game to the next level. By the way, having a true number one receiver over there would make Devontae Smith a lot better.
And Quez Watkins better.
Yes.
And everybody better.
They aren't getting the top coverage.
Yeah.
So now Devontae Smith gets to work against that number two, number three cornerback.
Yeah, and I think
you can go to work on him.
I think you can get away with having a younger corner if you draft a corner high to start because you have Slay next to him,
yep,
right?
Yep.
But you need some type of a veteran presence at wide receiver. You do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need a veteran corner. You can give me I can roll with a young corner. I can roll with a young corner.
Huh, all right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
The wide receiver conversation, Nick Sirianni.
That was entertaining.
Yeah, it was. Went through everybody. Gave you his little capsule on everybody. Uh-huh. Like, anyway, why do I think Devontae Smith is the number one wide receiver? Well, I'll tell you why. And he proceeds to tell you why.
For four whole minutes.
Yep. Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Let's go to Tom. Tom's in Vancouver listening on the Odyssey app. Tom, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine. Thank you, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
What's up, buddy?
I couldn't call earlier in the week as I needed a moment to recover myself after hearing your news, Ike.
Oh, I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah, the boys were very professional, though, and they did a great job covering.
Oh, as expected, so, brother. Yes, sir.
So, all right, man. That was gold. I love that. Those wide receiver takes from Sirianni. Oh, my God. And your laugh track that you guys had.
No, that wasn't a laugh track. That was... That was really John.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So I got to respectfully disagree with OG Wade. And I do like a lot of his takes, but this one, I think he's, in my opinion, he's completely missing the mark. It seemed very transparent to me, way more than any other presser I've ever heard Howie do, that he does not believe he has a QB. He wanted Russell Wilson when he drafted Hurts, and he didn't get it. He lost that gamble. Yesterday I listened to Move the Sticks, so I got to hear Daniel Jeremiah talk a bit more about that tweet.
Yes.
He called 2017 lightning in a bottle. And he said, if you look at any legit Super Bowl contender, they all have elite QBs. And that's what the Eagles need to go for. So I'm not saying that he's the right or wrong, but my read is that Howie, and I believe this strongly, Howie does not think he's got it with Hurts. And if you want to see him be aggressive about next year, then wait and see what he does if he's able to land one of those elite QBs. Then you're going to see him very aggressively trying to build around him.
Yeah. I mean, but what is it? What happens if he doesn't land the QB, Tom? That's kind of where we're at. We're just assuming Jalen's going to be here next year. So we don't want it. I mean, I still want him to be aggressive and upgrade the talent around Jalen.
I think that's why he's hedging. That's why he's hedging like we've never heard him hedge before. Okay. Because what he's saying is, I do not think Hurts is going to be able to do it, even if I build around him. So I'm going to do this slow build thing, and I'm probably going to trade back to get another pick for the next year, and then we're going to do a move, because it's probably not going to be with Jalen.
Yeah. And you're okay with that?
I don't like it. I mean,
I'm just saying, I don't know if you're okay with that or not. Yeah.
No, I know. I remember what you said months ago, when you said, if we're doing a rebuild this season, just wait until they start losing and see how you feel. And you were dead on.
Yeah.
Nobody was happy about that. Everybody was screaming and yelling.
Yeah, man, because football, it takes so long for it to for the season to come around, because we spend 6-7 months talking about building the team and how to build the team and how to build off what they did the year before. When you get into the season and you only get one per week, we want to win all of them. And this sort of was a year that we, at least the majority of the fan base was okay with if having, let's say, realistic expectations. They were more than okay with that. I mean, the fan base has surprised me pretty much all year being sort of measured and realistic. Maybe I'm reading this wrong, and they're okay with next year sort of being a similar year to this year.
Would we all agree that next year is more of a year for Jalen Hurts to audition again to be the quarterback than anything else?
But to me, if that's the case, John, to me, if you want to get a true gauge or sense of who he is and what his potential could be, what is his ceiling, then you got to put talent around
him. I agree.
And these young guys aren't going to – maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we come back next year and we got the three amigos. I mean, in case you don't remember who that was, Jack, that's the old Denver Broncos wide receivers from the 80s. But they were pretty good. And maybe that's what we'll have here with our three guys. But I'm just saying right now – man, we're putting a lot of faith in Quez Watkins and Jalen Reagor. You know, does anybody really believe they're going to take a receiver with one of those first picks?
Not likely.
I mean, I would if they're not going to go free agency and get one. Then
I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't
think it's
likely.
The kid from Ohio State or the kid from Penn State, I'll take them, no problem.
I'll
take them, no problem.
I just quickly Googled Howie Roseman after the 2016 season, mm-hmm. when he spoke to the media,
yeah.
which would have been into January of 2017. And one of the things he talks about is the same thing that he said today, where he said that the importance of building a team that's capable of winning 13 games and not one that could sneak into the playoffs. But he also talked about how important it was to build around the quarterback and build around Carson Wentz. And that's not something that he specifically spoke about today. Yeah. Right, Jack? Like, he wasn't specific about, we need to build around Jalen Hurts. We need to put skill guys around Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. It was very, we need to get better players, but it was more of a team than the focus certainly wasn't on the offense.
Right.
When talking about building. Like, there was no urgency and no talk about how important it is to build the players and put better players around the quarterback.
Yeah, and by the way, everybody wants them to use the first picks on defensive players. Yeah, well, how does the offense get better?
That's not going to make the offense better.
Yeah.
Signing Davante Adams will make the offense better. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you could do besides getting Russell Wilson that would make your offense better for next year than Davante Adams?
No.
Right?
No.
Because your offensive line's fine. There's no running back that's going to matter or that you would sign.
No. I'm not looking to be the number one rushing team next year.
Neither's Howie or Jeffrey, probably.
Howie didn't know. He said he every win is the same for him. I mean, he enjoys them.
We'll take them all, but I'm just saying I'm not looking to be the number one rushing team.
Yeah, neither are they. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215.
Unless it looks like it did in 2017. See, that's different.
Well, the quarterback was the MVP, difference.
I didn't want to keep bringing that up.
I'll do it for you.
But that was the number.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One rushing team that league. I mean, that year.
Yep.
Was the number one rushing team.
Yep, and a lot of that was they were playing with leads.
Saw a lot of explosive plays that year.
But were they over 16 yards passing and 10 yards rushing?
They weren't the top explosive play team in the league like this team, right?
Were they trying to use that to justify the quarterback, or did they actually believe in the quarterback?
They believed in the quarterback.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
215-592-9494. What did Nick Sirianni say about Jalen Hurts? We heard Howie talking about Jalen. What did Sirianni say about him?
It's not 4.5 minutes.
It is not. It's shorter. You'll hear that answer next. Does it make sense? Find out. Your phone calls on the Eagles. Are you happy if they build it again next year? Do you want them to be more aggressive? Mark Sunrisal, 94 WIP. All right, we're back. It is Mark Sunrisal. We'll play you what Sirianni said about Jalen Hurts coming up in 1 second. Baldy, Brian Baldinger. He's reviewed the tape of Sunday's loss. He will give his opinion, and then we'll talk to him about the same thing we're talking about right now, like how bad do the Eagles need a veteran wide receiver? How bad are the receivers right now? We heard Nick Sirianni's answer. Like, mm-hmm. I know we don't believe him. He's not going to rip his players, but do they like would Baldy go after one of the top guys out there? So we'll talk to Baldy about everything with the Eagles coming up here at 4 o'clock. So, Nick Sirianni asked about Jalen Hurts, how he spoke about him, how he was followed up on it. Nick Sirianni got to talk about Jalen. Listen.
Jalen knows where he stands with us. You know, he knows he's our quarterback. That's how do you know where you stand with a coaching staff? Because you communicate and you talk over and over and over and over again. And so Jalen knows where he stands with us. I thought he did a great job of getting better throughout the year, as we've talked about. And so, yeah, there's no secrets there. He knows he's our guy.
All right, that was Nick Sirianni today talking about and like you had said, I can and you said it the day after the game or when we talked to you that he was confident in his answer when he spoke after the game. Mm-hmm. You felt like it wasn't a hey, I'm scared to say something about Jalen Hurts and his performance this year. No, right. he gave a strong answer on what he thought of Jalen Hurts this season. So.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I know the quarterback stuff will get talked about, but I don't know. First of all, most people here don't want to move on from Jalen Hurts. There are some people who don't believe in him, but I just don't see it. So until there is something there that says the Eagles have the ability to improve the position, he's the quarterback. Like they said it. I'm just trying to figure out, give him some weapons to get better.
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
Like, he threw 16 touchdowns and completed 60% of his passes. Like, okay, if he's going to be the quarterback, how do we improve on this?
Right.
Like, how do you improve on this? You get him easier throws. You get him targets that'll make catches, guys that'll make plays for him. Like, it isn't all about the quarterback throwing the ball and going to catch it himself. You look at the playoffs, every one of these damn quarterbacks have top-notch receivers. Is Cooper Kupp not a top-notch receiver?
Oh, sure.
Did the Rams not trade for Odell Beckham?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if those guys need that level of help, why do we have to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, Quez Watkins, the number two wide receiver, and Jalen Reagor.
So is this a Howie thing?
This is me saying, dude, go get help for Jalen Hurts.
Because they, for whatever
reason.
Are you
wasting time with him?
But even with Carson, there was an urgency to go out and get him a top wide receiving core.
Ah, the difference is the level of the quarterback there. That's the difference.
No, I know, but the best receivers he had was in his time was Torrey. And when there were guys that were available out there that could have been had for a draft pick and you would have had to pay them, they didn't really seem interested in doing anything like that. So is this just they're doing the same philosophy that they had then?
No, I think it's different because they won the Super Bowl in Wentz's second year. So now you're paying guys. You're not going out. You paid Alshon. He was your top-notch receiver.
You paid him like he was the top.
Well, that's what they did. They paid him. They gave him an extension. So they weren't going to go out, although they did 2 years later go get DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
So they added guys. They added guys. And that's what you do when you believe in the quarterback. Like that's what you do. If I'm looking at Jalen Hurts as a quarterback this year, I'm saying if we're going with this guy, how do I make his job easier? How can I make his job easier? How can I make Nick Sirianni's job easier? Move the ball, man. Get a playmaker. Like, get somebody that improves the passing game, that you can get points easier. You know what I didn't hear? Along with being the number one rushing team in the league, that we were the number one scoring team in the league. That I did not hear that.
No.
So, there's a lot of games we went through stretches of no points.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was. I mean, wouldn't you want Jalen Hurts? Wouldn't you want a receiver that you can just – I mean, it could be DeAndre Hopkins to Kyler Murray. Murray knows that he's got a 50-50 guy that he can throw the ball up to, he can do the back shoulder, and it's going to work.
Every team with a young quarterback, man, Buffalo went out and got Diggs. There's so many examples out there. Like, the examples are everywhere.
Yep.
And their team took off. They went and got Diggs. They went to the AFC Championship game. Josh Allen was an MVP candidate.
Yep.
Completed 70% of his passes that year. I'm just saying. So it matters. We can slow roll this thing, but just understand we'll be celebrating victories over the likes of Detroit, Jacksonville, you know, the bottom feeding teams.
Yeah.
Because we get to play 8 of those a year.
Same thing as this year.
Yeah, we get to play 8 of those games a year. The Giants.
Yeah.
Those would be our big games, beating up on Jake Fromm.
Well, you better hope the Giants don't get Russell Wilson or Washington doesn't get Russell Wilson. Because now you're the third best team in your division.
Yep.
If you're lucky. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, mark-jewelers.com. So after listening to Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni, it sure felt like the Eagles' approach to this offseason wasn't going to be aggressive. It wasn't going to be sense of urgency. We needed to go out there and we need to get guys now to compete. So the question is, what do you want the Eagles to do this offseason? How do you want them to approach it? Is it aggressive with a sense of urgency and you're really trying to compete next year? You're trying to take that next step. Or B, build, keep all your draft picks. Don't worry about really competing next year. And I can't believe that 49% of the people are saying B. Like, Jack, B.
Listen, some people, when that question is thrown out there, there is this defense of Jalen that if it means keeping Jalen Hurts here, then let's slow roll it. That's essentially what everybody is feeling.
Is that what it is?
Yes. What other reason would it be?
I mean,
they like Jalen Hurts. They want Jalen Hurts here.
Well, I would think if you like Jalen Hurts, you would want them to go out and say, man, we need to surround him with more talent.
Yes, but I'm saying they are interpreting the question that way. Because what else would they – like, what other way – you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You can't be satisfied with the wide receiving core.
No.
Right? You can't be satisfied with that.
No, and I would take one of those draft picks, and if there's a veteran guy out there that's a difference maker, I'm using a first-round draft pick for him, and I'll give him a new contract. I don't care.
Yeah, you're not paying anybody else.
Nope. There's nothing else you can get on this team offensively that can matter and can make a difference like that. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuckles, how you doing, buddy?
Yo, Johnny Marks, Jack Reese, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Chuck?
All right, listen, Chuck, we need to get you on the record because you were, at least my sources told me, that you were elusive in talking about Jalen Hurts the other day on Midday Show.
Nah, listen. He's a bum.
Is he your guy, Jalen Hurts, going forward?
Hey, first of all, welcome back. We miss you.
Thank you, Chuck. Anyway, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
No problem. Jalen, he's my guy. But I'm saying this, right? Here's the situation. No, seriously, man. I'm sick of this. Howie Roseman is a fraud. And I'm going to tell you why he's a fraud, right? Because every year, he gets to pick players out there like Jalen Reagor, Quez Watkins, those type of guys out there, you know what I mean, and not give a quarterback help, even when Wentz was here. You know what I mean? It was the same thing with McNabb. And even though it was a different regime, you know,
yeah.
What I mean? They never get a quarterback weapon, the Eagles, period.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's like a blind spot there.
Yeah, and I don't know why, man. And he get to keep his job every year and have job security. I bet if his ass was on the hot seat, he would draft better. He would make sure he picked weapons around the talent that he already got here. I think it's unfair to Jalen. It's unfair to Nick. It's unfair to the fan base that you continue to trap these people out here that shouldn't be on the field. Jalen Reagor should never touch a football in the Eagles uniform again, period. I'm over him. I'm done with him. Quez is nothing more than a number three, maybe, number four. Mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert is a nice tight end, but he ain't no Kittles. He ain't no Kelsey. You know what I mean? These guys going out there, these teams going out here, Ike,
yeah,
and Johnny Marsh, drafting players, man. When are we going to start having a sense of urgency, you know, and start, you know, saying we're going to put some players on the field? Because at the end of the day, what wins football games is talent. I'm tired of trying to draft choir boys. I'm tired of trying to draft people that fit in, quote unquote, good with the locker room.
Right.
Enough of that nonsense. Go get some talent, man. Michael Parsons he came out with a little niche on his name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He got talented. Talent overweights all that, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sick of Howie Roseman being able to sit here. Not saying he's doing a terrible job this year, but I mean, he sit here and he know he has job security, so he sits here and he twiddles his thumbs and he's able to put that crap on the field every year and sell us a bag of goods saying we're going to be a competitive team, but we're not. We're not. You got to draft well, you got to hit free agency, and this year you got an opportunity to do that with the draft picks we got and the money we got. It should be a no-brainer this year, period. If you don't build a team this year, you're never going to build a team the right way.
Good call, Chuck. I agree.
Why do you think he's doing it, Chuck? See, I think some of it is this is another audition for Jalen Hurts, and this is a hedge season to where they're not going out. They're going to see what he looks like. They don't want to use all their assets and their money in case they have to use another draft pick to go get another guy.
But that don't have to be like that. You already know what you got in Jalen.
No, you don't.
If you put some talent, yes, you do. If you put some talent around him, you'll really know what you got him.
Well, I mean, let me say this. Let me say this. Like I'm not being positive when I say I know what I have with him, right? Like, what I'm trying to do is give him the benefit of the doubt and say he can take that next step. But he's not going to take that next step by standing pat and not adding to the offense.
But that's what I'm saying. He needs help. The guy can't go out there and just, okay, beat Joe Montana overnight. Well, Steve Young overnight and say, okay, with the crap that he got out there.
And guess what? They had Jerry Rice and John Taylor to throw the ball to.
Thank you. So they built that program well.
Yeah.
Look at Patrick Mahomes. Weapons around him.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the best, Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Stafford. This goes on.
Yep.
They built a team properly around these guys to make them successful, man.
Got to give them talent. You want them to throw
DK Metcalf with Jalen Hurts. And I just want to see what he can do with those guys and a Devontae Smith with as a second receiver.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Give me something like that. Give him a good running game. I'm not talking about, you know, having a guy in there that you know, he don't know if he's going to get hurt or not. A solid running game.
In the best, the best running team in the league, Chuck. What do you mean?
Jalen had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know that.
He's our leading rusher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. I'm talking about a running back that's, you know, that's your bell cow. You can hand the ball to him. He's going to get you 5, 6, 7 yards, a carry.
Yep.
That type of guy. And Miles is a good player, but you never know.
Can't stay healthy. Hasn't put up 1,000 yards. Thank you, Chuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's reality. It'd be nice to have a guy that was like, yep, he's our number one. We don't have to worry about him. He's going to stay healthy. Good with everything that he does. I mean, they don't have that guy right now. But, I mean, I'm less worried about the running back situation than I am with Jalen Hurts. And potentially, they got to add a wide receiver, Ike. They can't
yeah.
be. They can't
yeah,
be looking
who?
At it. Yeah.
I mean, it's not just adding a wide receiver. It's
a difference making
wide
receiver.
It's who you add. Yes.
So it's not that this regime hasn't put a priority on the wide receiver. They just used 2 first-round draft picks in a row on him.
Yeah.
It's just that now it's
– dude, we threw 16 touchdowns this year. We went away from throwing the ball. There's a reason for that. Like twisting ourselves trying to figure out the passing game. Like, we watched it. There is no passing yeah. game. There is none. Now, for them – they need to decide who was more at fault, the quarterback or the receivers. Like, they know that. Forget about guessing. They know. They know plays that are called. They know where the ball is supposed to go. They know where the receivers are supposed to go. They watch the film. This ain't outside guessing because you like this person versus that person. They sit there and evaluate this film and break it down. So the passing game struggle, either it's because the receivers or it's the quarterback, or maybe it's the combination of both. I mean, it could very well be that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way anybody could look at this team for 17 weeks this season, 18, 19, bye week, and then the playoff game, and be happy about the passing game. Who in the hell? Let me hear somebody say they're happy about the passing game. Man, I'm just saying, let somebody even say they're happy about the passing game. You can't even lie and say that. You can't even try to, you know, they did a lot of talking about the receivers individual-wise. They talked about Jalen individually. They ain't talk about the passing game.
No.
They didn't talk about the – we averaged 200 yards a game passing.
It was the weakness of the
– right, of the offense.
Certainly it was. Yeah, I mean, they couldn't stay on the field. It hurt the defense. They needed to run the ball just to keep the defense off the field. Yeah.
It was the toughest thing to watch this year.
And like you said, it's easy just to put it on Jalen Hurts, but they know if it's
70%
Jalen Hurts.
Now,
or
they
whatever.
Know if it's Jalen Hurts, too, now. They right. know that. So, right. you know, but I'm saying they know.
Yeah.
They know.
Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, Marks. What's up, buddy?
What's up? How are you, man?
Yo, Ike, what's good, bro? I love you, big dog.
Appreciate it, bro. I'm back in here. What's up, babe?
With the whole Jalen Hurts situation, Eagles fans, it's okay to say he may not be our franchise quarterback going forward. I mean, when we look at the landscape of the NFL, right, there's, what would you guys say? Probably 8, maybe 10 legit stud franchise quarterbacks that could win you a Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Do you guys agree with that?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 10. So there's 22 other teams clamoring for that guy. So, you know, we don't know if Hurts is the guy or not. We want to see more of him, right? Absolutely. I know I do. Mm-hmm. But like everyone's been saying, we got to build around him. We got these, you know, Lurie and Roseman fell in love with speed. So they spend all this draft capital on Hightower, Watkins. Who was the other receiver we got?
Arthego Whiteside.
Sheldon Gibson.
Like,
Sheldon
Gibson. You're trying to hit on something that you see from other teams, but you got to get the proven. We got to get a vet in here that can demand coverage, that can loosen up
right.
Devontae Smith getting double. Mm-hmm. We need that. Mm-hmm. And I love OG Wade, right? But he's got this affection for Hurts where it's like Hurts above the Eagles. Like, I mean, come on. He wanted to trade. We need a stud running back. We need that.
He wanted to trade Miles Sanders and a first-round pick for Javonte Williams? What? Like,
well, he said get whatever you get, whatever you have to get.
I was not in favor of that. And first of all, Denver is not – well, I guess if you throw a first-round pick in there, they may do it.
Right.
Oh, they would definitely do that. But I look at the running back, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know better than anybody else. That position is probably the easiest in the NFL to fill. Whether you sign a vet that's proven or you get a guy in the second, third, or fourth round, usually that's where the stud running backs come from. Those first-round running backs are usually bust. I mean, the Giants know all about that with Barkley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right. Yep.
So I think running back will be able to fill. I think we got to get another wide receiver. But people just got to be patient with this whole thing. Like I said, I want to win more than any other fan. But
how patient?
There's only 8 or 10 of those top guys. They just don't fall off of trees. It's not just Aaron Rodgers on every other team. It's just not. So, I mean, you look at the team still standing, they're the team that got one of those guys, right?
Yep.
So we don't have one of those guys, though.
Do we?
No, we don't.
So.
No, we don't.
Here's the thing, John. I don't think so. But there's a possibility that he can grow into something more than what we anticipate, more than what we expect.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And if you build the team correct, appreciate the call. And if you build the team correctly, you know, can Jalen win with enough talent around them? We certainly have seen lesser quarterbacks go out and win if you put a strong team around them. So, you know, that's where those intangibles and things of that nature do come in. But you can only do that when you fully commit to the guy. If you're still hedging and just waiting for an opportunity to improve the position, like that, the team senses that. I think that's a big issue in Cleveland. Not that I think Baker is anything special, but when you didn't give Baker an extension last offseason, you let everyone know that you aren't sold on a guy who just got you your first playoff win since Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner was on the damn team.
Yeah.
I think I'm correct in that. I know it's been a long time since Cleveland has won a playoff game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know your organization doesn't truly believe in him, otherwise you would have resigned him. So what do you think?
Yeah, so
what do you think?
So that sort of filters, you know, whether it filters through the locker room or the fan base. The fan base gets a sense of that. So now the fan base isn't 100% behind him.
And that's what it became like in Cleveland sports radio. The entire season was Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
It was actually one of the smart things that the Eagles did that ended up blowing up in their face was signing Carson Wentz before they had the opportunity of, are they going to re-sign him? Like, you didn't want it to become an issue in training camp, so they re-signed him. Yeah. Now, it didn't end up working out, but they didn't have that.
That's what most teams do.
Yes.
That's what most teams do with their young players.
Yes. All right. So just like, how important is a wide receiver to a team? Jack, I know you're a guy that doesn't really believe you need a number one wide receiver. Has that changed?
I think you can find them. My point is, like, I don't like using top 10 picks on them.
Okay.
Nah, Jamar Chase would have been a wasted pick.
Yeah, right. Listen.
Right, like this isn't 2007 or 2005. Yeah. It's different now, right? So if you look at any of the top 5 teams in the NFL, they all have a bona fide number one receiver. Mm-hmm. Tennessee Titans, I know he didn't play a lot this year, but AJ Brown's a legit.
Yes.
Kansas City, of course. Buffalo, of course. Cincinnati, man, I love all three of their wide receivers. Yeah. Even the Raiders, Hunter Renfrow had a really good season. Deshaun caught a couple balls in the playoff game, but they
don't have an elite wide receiver on their team.
They don't have an elite wide receiver,
they have an elite tight end.
But I mean, would you rather have their receivers? What would Jalen Hurts look like with the Raiders receivers over? Yeah.
I mean, just look at the Chargers. I mean, the Cowboys receivers,
Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Dallas, Rams, Cardinals.
Yeah, the receivers don't matter. By the way, look at what the Cardinals have looked like without DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
You think it's a coincidence their season took a turn? They lost 5 out of the last 6 games? Still beat those frauds in Dallas, because guess what? You can beat Dallas without your best player.
You can.
But look how they looked in that game against the Rams. 11 points. Kyler Murray is out here throwing underhand passes in the end zone. Like, I mean, without having a go-to guy who you can rely on that can get open, they beat that same Rams team in Los Angeles this year.
With
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, they lost the entire offense lost their mojo without having him. Without a doubt, because Murray knows what he can do no matter what is 50-50 ball.
Well, now
boom.
Christian Kirk doesn't have to be the number one wide receiver.
Right. Yeah, there's a domino
effect. It's a trickle. Yeah, exactly.
It is.
So that's what would happen if you added one to our team. It helps out the other guys.
Well, I don't know.
I wonder, when you added Torrey and Alshon, how did Nelson look?
He has best year. 215-592-9494. The Eagles, not a lot of urgency. Not a lot of urgency. 215-592-9494. Baldy is coming up next. What did he think of the Eagles' game plan on Sunday? Would he bring Hurts back? And we'll ask him, should they be aggressive this offseason or continue to build slower? Mark's in Resale 94 WIP.
Hey, each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's right. We are moved on to the second round of this thing. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. Now I'm going with Cincinnati, Kansas City, Green Bay, and Los Angeles to win this weekend. Those are my picks this weekend. As I sit here on a Wednesday, those are my picks this weekend. Could change by the time we get to Friday. That's just how I feel today. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. It's simple and easy to use. Oh, man, it's generous promotions. They offer them every day. It's safe and secure with the best in-class customer service. You can look for it. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already have FanDuel Sportsbook? Guess what? FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50, too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code Ike. When signing up, make sure you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Again, use promo code Ike and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.